Today's daf in the second Pesachim brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim. It's daf Kuf Zayin. We'll start a brief review at the beginning, or close to the beginning, of Sugya Kuf Vav Amud Beit. Four lines up. Amar of Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Ta'am Eino Mekadesh, Ta'am Eino Mavdil. Rab Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Ta'am Mekadesh, Ta'am Mavdil. So the question is, somebody who ate before Avdolah, or ate before Kiddush, is he allowed that night to be Mavdil? Some hold he can't be mavdil b'chlal, so others can be mavdil for him. But if it's a knas, no matter how much he ate. And Rab Amar Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel is saying it's not a problem, and this is true both in Kiddush and Havdalah. Omar Rava Hilchata Ta'am Mikadesh V'Ta'am Mavdil. There's no such knas. Furthermore, the previous sugya we were talking about is that Mishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbat. If somebody didn't say Kiddush at night, he can continue to say Kiddush the first time that it becomes available for Mekadesh V'Olech Chol Yom Kulo at Motzei Shabbat till the last minute of Shabbat. It could still be Mekadesh. You know, the mitzvah obviously is at the beginning of the Kiddush of Shabbos. And Mishalo Hivdil B'Motzei Shabbat. If you didn't say Avdolah, then now it includes even eating before. So he didn't say Havdalah, he can be Mavdav Olah Kala Shabbat Kula. He can say Havdalah all week long, and we saw before that that means Kala Shabbat, but Kala Shabbat only goes through to the beginning of Wednesday, because after that it's part of next Shabbat. Ameimar Potach Olah Shmaitz Tadarova B'Hailish. Now Ameimar had a different version of the Psak, and yes, the first part is the same, according to which Omar Rova Yochata Ta'am Mekadesh Ta'am Mavdiyo. Furthermore, Mishlo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbat Mekadesh V'Olah Kol Yom Kulo. So far, everything is exactly the same as we had it. And here is where there is a departure. Mishlo Yivdil B'Motzei Shabbat Mavdil V'Olah Kol Hayom Kulo. According to this, a Meimar is saying you can only make Havdalah till the end of Sunday. But you cannot make Havdalah all week until Wednesday. Now, the Maase says, thus it brings here, we paskin like the Lishna Kama. And there are others that have the wrong gears here, because they have it quoting the same thing, in which case it doesn't make sense for the Gemara to have repeated it and said it's a different wash. Omar Leimar Yinukum Markashish Rav Chista Rav Ashi. Now, Rav Chista had two sons. His Machlok is not here between Rashi and Tosfos. Why were they called Mar Yinukum Markashish? It's very cute. So Rashi understands Mar Yinukum Markashish is that. Apparently these were nicknames that had caught on, but somehow or other Rashi says, which is a very strange shot, that he named both kids Mar. So the only way that they distinguished between them was calling the younger Mar and the older Mar, which is very funny. It's more reasonable to say that the nickname of both kids caught on, you know. So when the kids were little, we call him, hey, Mister. So they call him, you know, little Mister and big Mister when he became the big brother. Now, Tosfos learns Marinuka Markashish the opposite, but it's a reference to Rav Chisda's age. Rav Chisda had two children, one when he was young, who was the older child, and one when he got much older. So that, and again, these were nicknames apparently that caught on his name. So they would call the one when his father was young. They would call him, hey, Mister from the young one and Mister from the old man. So that caught on as their name. Stop rubbing your eyes. Both of whom are the braider of Chisda. Anyway, so they said to Rav Ashi that, look, it's not all that clear, because I was in the Chadikla Meimar La'atran. A Meimar once came to our town, and we didn't have any wine. We'll have one come. Aitinale Shikra, and we brought some beer, but he refused to drink the beer, and bat tavat. He went to sleep hungry. That's the same motion that we find by the... how sad the king was when Daniel was about to be destroyed and he went to bed hungry. It's a quote from Daniel. So anyway, but he went to sleep hungry. So apparently, there's machlokas with this mikra din that he really couldn't eat before Havdalah, even though he wasn't going to make Havdalah b'chlal. Or he's being machmir on himself not to eat. And if he's an owner, says Havdalah. L'maisa, we paskin not to eat unless he's a weak person and he really needs to eat.
But he was also shikra.
Ah, right, but that we'll get to. But he refused to drink the shir. Now, Lemaisa, the next day, we managed to go out and get him some wine. So, and then he was avdil, and then he ate the time meeting. Now, he came back a year later, and we had the same problem. So, the shanatu equal lachatri, and again, we didn't have any wine. So, aitina shikra, the Rosh Hashanah B'dayik, it doesn't say we brought him shikra, it says we brought shikra, we were going to make up the. They weren't stupid enough to do the same thing twice. So they brought Shikra. First time he says, Atina Le Shikra. They brought him Shikra. So they brought beer to the table. Oh, says Amir, now hold on a minute. If this is the case, you see, I thought it was like an accident that you didn't have wine. Whatever, you couldn't afford wine. Now I see that in this location, people don't drink wine, apparently. So this is the wine in this country, the Kamar Medina Shikra. Okay, if that's the case, he himself was Mavdil, and he was telling me. He says, for this, we learned three things. Shema, first of all, we learn that obviously Amir had said already Avdullah in Atachone. He said, Chonatachonatano. And nonetheless, he was stuck because he couldn't make Abdullah on a coast. You see, Amabdil bitfilah, Tzarishi Abdullah on a coast. Furthermore, since he refused to eat, it's clear that Asulol Adam Shiochal Kadam Shiavdil. And thirdly, it's clear that Mishalo Yadibu Mitzay Shabbat, Mabdil Volech. Now, over here, to say Kol HaShabbat Kulo is not quite true because we don't learn that from here, as Tezis points out, because it was the next day. But we say it this way, says Tosis, because that's the halachas. Anyway, we put it that way. Actually, there's another girsa that says kol hayom kulo. But in any event, it's a little strange that because the main chiddush over here was that he made Avdalah on beer. And furthermore, that unless the beer is chamar medina, you don't make Avdalah. It seems to be a major chiddush, both directions, you know. So the Rashbam says, it doesn't mean we don't learn out other things. What it means is that there's three dinim in the Seder of Havdalah, not in the question of what is roi for Havdalah. That's a different sugya. That's obvious. That was the main focus. We only say Shema Minat Lat, that Loshen, when it's sort of agav to the main discussion. So the three things that, by the way, I just want to point out, there's three things that we learned from here that we weren't discussing. Now, Boimine, once we've already raised this issue, can you use other liquids for Havdalah? So Boimine, if we're going to Mao lekidusha yashikra, because he's a kiddush on beer. Now, shikra, remember that stam beer means, in their times, in Bavel, it means date beer, because that was the standard beer. And that was a pretty poor product. Was it considered to be a choshevik kind of drink? And he answered him that, you know, ashtama pirzuma. I mean, I had some Guinness, you know, and te'ini, that's beers that are made out of te'inim, I mean, out of figs, and asni, and that's asni's consolation of snip, which is, it was sort of like a berry liqueur. So they're made out of blackberries, you know, blueberries and so on. It was a favorite ingredient for liqueur, you know. And I had some of that.
Berries from a bush.
From bush, snip, yeah. So I asked Rav. Rav didn't know. Rav went to Rabbi. Asked Rabbi. Rabbi didn't know. Rabbi went to Rebbe, and Rebbe didn't know. So I mean, you're talking. These are like Guinness. My God, he wasn't sure if I could make. Oh my God, you're asking me about this junk. I mean, for heaven's sake, if Rebbe wouldn't make Kiddush on Guinness, I mean, so how can I make Kiddush on?
Guinness
is a very high quality. It's considered very kosher. It's an Irish. It's an Irish beer. So shikra mi bo, we're going to make Kiddush on this junk. So Sofer me knows. He thought, okay, that's because he has some Kiddush, but okay, Kiddush is supposed to be Choshev, and so on. Havdalah is already, you're saying goodbye to Shabbos, and it doesn't have to be Choshev for Suda. It is in B'mokum Suda, so maybe it's not as important. Some learned that he held that Havdalah is only been Rabbanan, but Kiddush is the Araisa, Lamaisa, Rabban Paskin. So both is a horrible Knesset Ulbitz Yeto. Anyway, so he thought, but you could say Havdalah. Amalur of Krista, Ochi Amarav, look. So Rabbi Rav says that in the same way that you're not Makadish, you don't make Kiddush on it. Kachim Avdilin Allah. Yit Ranami Amrav Tachmifa Baravim Amashmo, Kishem Shem Kachil Allah, Kach Ein Mavdilin Allah. Now Levi really went out of his way. You know, you're talking about Guinness. He brought 13-time beer. Now 13-time beer is where you re-ferment it 13 times. And you have some of the really fancy, I think it's the Irish whiskey goes through three separate filtering and fermentations, and it makes it much smoother. So this was 13 times beer. I don't know what happened to Richie Williams. Where's Richie Williams? So he sent him to taste, you know. He tastes it. Boy, does he get high. Yeah, he thought this was standard beer. He takes a drink of beer.
Oh, actually had this happen to me before another time. It's okay.
Anyway, Avi Bosim Tuva, he was really high. And he starts saying, oh my God, this is beer. You could say Kiddush on this. You could say Kosher Ot V'Tush B'Chod Shba Olam.
I know this
beer. Oh, it's amazing. I don't know what we were wondering. hearing about. It's just great. Anyway, of course, since it was made out of dates, and we know what dates do do to your tummy at night, we already had this. Oh, my God, did he have a night? Sorry. He was up all night in the bathroom. And he says, what? Meyasun or Mephias? Look what they do to people. Tear them into pieces. I'm going to use stuff like this to be Mephias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's poison. That's how the Rashbam is. Others learn that it means it. You know, look, it's got two pulot. You know, it's like, that's the problem with alcohol in general. Omer of Yosef, I tell you one thing. I'm ready to make a public vow. I will never drink that garbage. The lo ishter shichra. Some learn public vows just to be mufaris. Others learn that it means that it's a neder she'en lo hafara, which Tosfos points out there's no such thing that a neder made barabim doesn't have hafara. It has to be al das rabim not to have hafara. So maybe that sort of thing. Omar Rava, I'd rather drink sewer water. I don't know what these guys drink around here. Actually, Meizurian is not literally sewer water. It stinks something awful, but it comes from the water that you soak the flax in, which really smells terrible. But it's, I'd rather drink that than to drink Shechar. Omar Rava, I could tell you one thing. Anybody uses that garbage for Kiddush, then that should be his drink for the rest of his life. And he should be poor, not be able to afford wine. Now, Rav finds Ravuna making Kiddush on Shichra. He says, well, now I see. Obviously, you've invested with Papa, and you've started making big money on beer. So now, all of a sudden, it's a major thing. Aha! Shari Abba L'mikne Yistra M'shichra. You're starting to make your cash out of beer, and now, all of a sudden, beer is great! And I guess this is the ad for beer. I mean, in our days, you have a baseball player making Kiddush on Shechar. In those days, you had Rav. Rav makes Kiddush on Shechar in Mishpacha magazine. I mean, once that would happen, you imagine his stock is, I don't know, they'd probably arrest him for artificially raising the prices of the stock. It's insider's trading, God only knows. But anyway, I mean, Ravuna rather, sorry. But as Rav points out, must be Ravuna's making his money now. Now, the Maisa is very, this is all tongue in cheek, but in all seriousness, what's the pshat? I mean, we just went through all sugya. The Rashbam understands there's two completely different issues over here. Rav, remember that when he had said before that when he was in the mood for pot, he was in the Mekadosh HaPot, he was in the mood for yain, he was in the Mekadosh HaYain. Now, what do you mean in the mood? So in other words, chavivos has something to do with being koveya, what it is you make Kiddush on. Rashbam learns this is a different sugya. Until now we're talking about, of course, you weren't more mechavev the sheikhar over the yain. You didn't have yain. So then it depends whether it's chaymar medina or not. But if you yourself are mechavev something, so then the very fact that you're mechavev it, it means that it's choshev to you, and therefore you should use it to make Kiddush. It's a big question whether that is only in a case where it's also from our Medina, where everybody uses it. You have access to one, but you enjoy this better. And once we're already on this topic of Chamar Medina, big machlokas, hey, is Chamar Medina, as the Rashbam says over here, if and only if there is no wine available in your city? Or is it, as we just said, combined with chavivas, even the chatchila? Or is it determined by the difficulty in getting wine? Not that there's no wine, but you don't happen to have wine. But I mean, you could go to some neighbors maybe and get wine. This is a machlokas, how much we machshe chamar medina. Another issue about chamar medina is does it have to be alcoholic? There's certain medayik in the Rambam that it has to be alcoholic. And some are, the miris is beferish, it has to be alcoholic. Doesn't mean you can make it on coke. However, we don't paskin like that. I mean, we paskin that l'chatchila, you should always try to make it on yain. But l'maisa, in cases where you don't have yain, and some of there are those that are matir, whatever the chamar medina is, sometimes if it's chaviv to you, you could even use coffee, you can use coke. If that's something, that some understand that the question is, whether, not alcoholic per se, but whether a drink that is used in place of water is choshev. In other words, Coke isn't used as a drink for a meal. Chamar medina, the pshat chamar medina, is, well, maybe it is, but chamar medina is something that is machshev soda. People don't drink wine the way they would drink water. They drink wine like the French. You know, it's part of the geschmack of a soda.
The French drink wine
and water. But not really. That's the thing. Not
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So that's the point. I mean, people make fun of it that they drink it, but it isn't really like water. Coke, on the other hand, you really drink like water. I was, everybody is made out of any mashke but water. I mean, you could talk about, but water doesn't have a din of a mashke. It's just water. So the question is whether stam, these kind of things, whether that's considered to be just water, essentially. And water doesn't have any kashivas. And milk, it's interesting, milk is brought in the Peskin that people don't usually drink it as, and therefore couldn't be Chamar Medina. And obviously, the later Peskin said, well, nowadays people really do drink milk. And therefore put it in the same class as coffee. So hence the Mishnah Berurah speaks about it as kafe. Kafe or chalav would be the same. Anyway, Lamaisa, the psak in the including all the later Peskin is to kiddush at night for sure, to always try to say on yayin. If you don't have yayin, then pot. That's for sure. Pot comes before any of these other things.
Yayin or grape juice, which is not
Grape juice is called yayin. Right, yayin. Yeah, grape juice is yayin.
Stuff
the
is
first.
Preserved.
What?
Even the kiddush that they couldn't even become one if you wanted to.
None of all the grape juice is pasteurized. None of it can become. You've killed all those poor yeasts, you know. So no, that's fine. I mean, that all the basic ingredient. That's fine. If you don't have wine at night, then the if at night is pot. Pot is more kosher. It's better to use pot than to use chamar medina. Only if you mamish don't have anything, then you use chamar medina. But the shaila would be, again, those things that are just watery, whether they really have a din of chamar medina, and whether you eat without kiddush, there's no need to make it. You already say kiddush in the tefillah. So there's no need to say kiddush on something that's because it's time of brachah levatala. If you aren't going to be makayim, the takana of making kiddush would be say ala yayin or on something else. In the daytime, the minig has become, if you have a chash of a drink, that is chaviv lay, so it's a chamar medina, to use that, so people do use sheikhar. The Maisa on Mitzvah Pesach, it's brought lechatchila. Apparently, it's odif to use sheikhar because then it becomes havdola, not only the dinim of Kodesh V'chol legabe melocha, but it's havdola in terms of Kodesh V'chol in terms
of chametz.
My shmer. He once ran out and went, and when the kids were too young to buy alcohol, I mean, he himself walked into a bar full of goyim in order to get a bottle of beer. It was late, Pesach was out late. No, my shmer from the Klemstein. And he, you know, for him to go with these guys, you might as well go to Uman for him, you know, with the Ukrainians. I mean, for him, that's like, you know, walking into a den of thieves and murderers. Can you imagine that would have been? Yeah, because you're mavdil between yontiv that is aser b'chametz and chol, which is mutter b'chametz. Turn around. In mekachin al yayin ve'in mevorchin al yayin, which we took to mean you only say kiddush on wine, you only make a birchas on nenin on wine. Yes, well, what do you mean? Even on water we make a birchas on nenin. Hashikra maya milo bevorchin al yayin. It's not what it means. You don't say ave kosher bracha levorech al yayin in mevorchin. You don't say birchas amazon on a different kind of kos. Tan Rabbanan ein mekachin ala shechar, b'shem Reb Lozber, b'shem Nomer, mekachim mitimad yayin kosher. When you have wine, you have to drink. We said that I'm a very tzarchit on. We say how much? Some little bit is fine. Reb Yosef says no, some little bit is not fine. Melo lugmav. Now most of the melo lugmav mean the same way we say melo lugmav l'gabi yom kippurim, which is kimalei lugmav. Kimalei lugmav means you fill your mouth and you push it all on one side, which is less than a revius. And actually, there's some who say, it's big machlokas, whether it depends on your individual, how big, what kind of mouth do you have, what's your capacity, or whether it's a shear of rove revius. Mm-hmm. So there are those who pass it's rove revius. But others have molay lugma mamish. In Ramadan, that's a kim molay lugma, which would mean that it's a big shear. Now here, it doesn't mean that the person who makes kiddush necessarily is the one that has to do the tasting. In other words, if that person, like we see, like Abi Tisha B'av, or you know, let's say we have a Shabbos Chazon where it comes out, the Yemin Abdullah comes out on a dichoy on a shnitche. Okay, so if there's a cotton, the cotton can drink it also. And so what it means is that somebody has to drink. There's a machlokas about whether somebody has to drink malalugmav, or it could be mitzari if everybody's drinking, it'd be Malay Lugma. Then the shayla is, what would be the shir? Is it betoch? Or is betoch everybody's together in terms of man hours? It's fascinating. Right? You divide it by the number of people that are drinking.
And we don't care about the fact that he didn't have any, like,
no, no, he made the kiddush for the chashivas of the kiddush. But if he could,
yeah,
and then somebody else can drink.
Isn't the problem?
No, that's the kiddush. Oh, by the way, that's a reason. I just remembered. That's a reason why during the day the Rosh says it doesn't make sense to say kiddush al hapat, because you're not saying kiddush. You're just making the same broccoli you would make anyway. You always would eat the pot. So what are you doing to make it kiddush? So all this discussion, I mean, for Kiddush, but I have the whole Gears of Kiddush. I mean, it's a Kiddush. There's no real Gears of Kiddush in the Yom Kiddush Rabbah, as we saw before. You know, the Kiddush Rabbah, what the heck is that? Okay, you start with Purim Priya Geffen. Apparently that's enough, so that's all that you need to do. And also, V'chein Tanan, Omer V'na Merah, V'chein Tani Rav Gidol, V'marash, I'm a Kaddish, V'tah Malo Lugmav Yatzav, and Lav Lo Yatzav, we're going to say Kiddush. I just want to make something very clear, gentlemen, and that is this thing that you said, Rav Gidol to be Narish. I don't know who that is, you know. I mean, it wasn't Gidol Bar Menashe, it wasn't Gidol Bar Menyume, it's just Gidol. Now, I just want to make that clear. Who cares, actually? My nafkamina. What do you mean? It's very important. We need to keep straight who says what, because what if you find another Braita that Rav Gidol says the opposite? Oh, we have a student. No, there's, I don't know which Rav Gidol it was, you know. Okay, now getting back to our Mishnah, we started off Arve Pesachim Samach L'Mincha. We never define what is Samach L'Mincha. It might be Samach L'Mincha Gidol, it might be Samach L'Mincha Ketana. There's a heck of a difference between those two. So you boy, Samach L'Mincha Gidol Latznan, or Dema Samach L'Mincha Ketana. So we mean 12 o'clock or we mean 9 o'clock? You're talking about a half an hour before. So 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, of course, starting from the Jewish time, yes. It was 12 o'clock, midday. Would mean midday. So, what would be the logic behind it? Well, it could be Samach L'Mincha Ketana. Samach L'Mincha Gidol Latznan. Then what would the logic be? It would be that the takana is, we don't want you to maybe miss bringing your Korban Pesach, you know? What happens if you get into a big meal, and by the time you realize what time it is, it's already too late to bring your Korban Pesach? So maybe that's what it's. Maybe you won't bring your Korban Pesach. So since we're gonna want to make sure that you're in good shape for Korban Pesach, so at that point already Mincha Gedela, that's already the time that we would be guys. Or maybe it's end of the Korban Pesach. Maybe it's basically some of them in Kirkitana tonight. And that, we don't want you to eat from 9 o'clock in the afternoon. And that would be because of matzah. Because at that point, if you eat a soda, you're not going to really feel like eating much by the time the Seder comes on. And even if you got that whole Haggadah to say, you think, you're not going to be hungry if you just finish a big meal. And then you're going to eat your matzah, achila gasa. And that would be that. And what would be wrong with achila gasa? So here it's a very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says that if there's really two different dinim of achila gasa. Now, what's the point of the question of the Korban Pesach gufa? Talking about not eating your matzah. You have to eat Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is eaten ala sova. So ala sova, I mean, what is the difference precisely between eating ala sova and holding a kol? And that's the famous Gemara, Tzadikim Yalchu, Yesharim Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yalchu, Poshim Yikashlubam, Poshim Yikashlubam. Somebody finds his, he comes, and he gets his Korban Pesach, and now he doesn't feel like eating, and therefore, that's Poshim Yikashlubam. I mean, is it Poshim Yikashlubam? You're biyotzi your Korban Pesach anyway. And the Gemara asks there, what do you mean? Just because he eats it, Achil HaKas, he's not yet his Korban Pesach. So it says, obviously, our sugya is talking about achila gasa, which is not even achila, and that he says it's two different dinim. If somebody eats achila gasa yom kippurim, says he's potter, but that means that he is disgusted by eating. He literally needs to force it down. That's not called the act of eating. The act of eating has to be desirous on some level of the food. It has to give you pleasure. Then it's like a derech achila, but something that you have to force down. It's like swallowing medicine. That's not called eating. But then there's this other thing that we had before, to eat matzah kashur ta'ava. To eat matzah with desire. In fact, you don't have cheshik to eat, doesn't mean you're nauseated by eating. So that is already a get of the chashivas of the mitzvah. So here, when it says, dumahati asi, lemechal achila gasa, it says, maybe that wouldn't be called achila at all. Maybe you would get to the point where mamash it's achila gasa. Perhaps the inyan of the carbon pesach would be because you're yoytze carbon pesach when you don't need it. So you can't really tie that he wasn't yoytze pesach. Okay, but here's the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that there's two different types of achila gasa, one of which is potter on Yom Kippur, the other one you'd be chayim on, because you don't feel like eating. That's something else that's called achila gasa.
That's
so even the Korban Pesach, you need to have a little bit of gishmak. It doesn't mean that you're hungry, but, meat, you can tie to meat. Bread is different. There's bread, you really don't, once you're full, you don't feel like eating more bread. Meat can turn you on. Bread already is different. So that's why we're more marked on the matzah here, because it's got to be the matzah, it could be a mamash achila gasa.
And it's always delicious.
The matzah. Yeah, that's only our matzah.
Yeah.
Most people really don't like matzahs.
Really?
You hear people complaining, it's like eating sandpaper.
For the first time, it's
money. I don't know. Our matzahs are
schmuck.
All right, so which one is it? Is it because of mincha ketan, it's not mishu matzah, dimatin mincha matzah, achila gasa, or is it mincha gedoyo? Omer, Ravina, I'll bring you raya. Take a look at it. The Brite says like this. Afilo Agrippa Samelach, Shuragil Echol B'Teisha Sha'ot. Even Agrippa normally would only eat at 9. Oto Yom Lo Yochal Shetech Hashech. He has to wait until the evening. Now, I mean, what do you mean, even Agrippa? Why should we treat him differently? I'm like, if we were normally talking about Samelach Milcha Ketana, you could say that Agrippa, that would be a Chiddush. So even though he normally would be eating only at Teisha Shots, you're saying, okay, so he could start his sort of, okay, it would be, but Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Gedolah started already at 12 o'clock. I mean, even Agrippa only normally eats at 9. I mean, it's already way after the Zman of Yisr. So why, what would be the Chiddush? My Rabbu say, yeah, Agrippa's Chal Yisrael of Nikor. I understand, if it's Samach Mincha Ketana, it would also be. I mean, you're telling me it's already 9 o'clock. It's already the Zman HaYisri. We started before, 2 minutes before. It means he's planning that the Suda is out. By the time he finishes the Suda, he's going to be well into the Zman HaYisri, right? So I understand. And even if you tie it, and the Rashbam points out, even Rabbi Yossi said before at the beginning that at the din of Erev Pesach is that if you started to eat before, he holds you don't have to. You don't have to be mafsik. Once you start to eat beheter, it would be moda over a year that it was definitely going to end after already the 9th hour, the 10 o'clock. It would definitely be over. It would be over the time. I mean, to eat, l'chatchila, almanats, to eat during this Zman HaYisr, even Rabbi Yossi, the Tainus, the Rashbam, would be moda that it's also. So Mamela, if that's the case, anyway, you don't have raya from here. You're going to have to explain Agrippas some way. So I say, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Tanaka, Subhanahu wa Taala, Rabbi Yehuda, this is no Kiddush. How matil is Mani Sura? This Mani Sura is already came, even though he eats it 9 hours, I'm talking about 10 hours, but by the time he finishes, it's going to be us, right? So Mao de Tema, the answer is like this. Mao de Tema, Teshirot la Gripas, is Karba Shot Didanda. And the point of the Kiddush would be that if you're talking about the Zman that has to do with how much you feel like eating, you see, which means that it's din in matzah, then you could say that since Agrippa normally eats so late, so to him, that's breakfast. By the time the Seder comes around, he's hungry again, because he always eats like that. That you could think. So, but if it has to do with the Korban Pesach, it's ridiculous. What does it have to do with Korban Pesach? I mean, you may be poshe, and what's nafkamina? So therefore, that's why we're saying it would be a raya that it's mincha ketana. And this is how we leave off then. So kamash melanda, indeed, it is mincha ketana. Says Rabasi, you should know that even though we say you're not allowed to eat, doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat. You should not have to eat a meal. But it should be matfil, meaning targima. Remember that matfil in those days meant nash on something. Since all of their achila was by dipping into something, everything was dips. So that, of course, is why we say the manishtana, matpilim, pamachat. So, but the tibul over here means that you can eat light things, mini targima. Machlokus over the Rashbam, it's mini targima, means things like, pieces of meat or fruit, maybe we'll see in a moment, vegetables. Tosfos brings right from the Gemara. There is a Gemara that mina targima you say bari many mizonos, which is mash by that it's some type of
matzah meal.
Yeah, whatever, some kind of cake. You know, they're made with matzah shira or whatever. Anyway, but once again, you're allowed to be tovon rabbits was matzvah biyarke. Tanin amirafi, because the shamash can be matzvah b'nei me'ayin. The shamash was preparing food, so he can eat as he's preparing. And Rashi learns again he's preparing b'nei me'ayin because oiva v'ayutetz. Shor the guy is, he's going to be, I mean, it's going to be such tsar, he's barbecuing things and he's not able to take a little bite of it. So, okay, so he's allowed to take a little bite. The Rosh Hashanah says, well, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that the tibul of small amounts, we'll see this is the meaning of the Gemara later, tibul in small amounts actually increases your appetite. So call them appetizers. We're going to appetizers. Why don't we say you're filling up? No, because the point is the Gemara is going to bring out it. If your mind isn't on food and you haven't started eating, then you don't feel so much like eating. As they say in Yiddish, der Appetit kommt mit Nessen. Your appetite comes with the food. You know,
the juice is going.
Get the juices going, as they say in English, exactly. What? So, Mamela, that's the point. If it isn't going to fill you up, then it's going to turn you on. If it turns you on, you're going to desire more matzah. So then it's good. And he can even give the orchim. If he's eating, give the orchim. Afim shen raya ladover. Then we have the ferish apasik. But there's a zech ladover. Shenemar, because in here Yirmiyahu is talking, the poshna meaning says to us. Poshna meaning is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, if you want to return to me, you want to fix things up, don't throw it out by doing tshuva. When your tshuva is going to be thrown out in a field full of thorns, you know, because you still got all the garbage with you. First, take care of the field a little bit, do a little preparation, then you can do tshuva. But if you're the same idiot you were before, you know, that's how Tosfos learns. But anyway, the simple meaning of the pasuk, nir lechem nir. First, bichoresh your sada. Don't throw out the seeds on the kotzim. The alt is what I could see. It's the same thing over here. First, get your stomach into the mood of eating. You're looking at me. Don't waste your matzah on a stomach that's not prepared to eat. So therefore, there's an inyan actually to have appetizers before. In fact, Rav drank wine the whole day, Erev Pesach. Because he found that increased his appetite to eat matzah at night. And he really wanted to have gishmak. Now look. The Lashon of here is matzah tvei. There's other gersot that don't have that word tvei. Because matzah tvei is mashma, that there's a mitzvah to eat more. And indeed, the Brisk Rav is makbid, because of this Gemara, that the more matzah you eat, the more muhudr is the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. You know, you think there's a shir, what's not coming
out? Just the first night?
There's a shir. No, the matzah shall mitzvah, in other words. Yeah. Matzah tvei, he should want to eat more matzah. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he wants to have an ishir. Not good enough to have. The Chaim knows shir.
Not enough.
yeah, that's what the kids say, not enough. Exactly. Oh, my Rava, I'll prove to you that wine actually increases your appetite. It's not. Because it says in the Mishnah, Bena kosot halal, between the first and second cups, you can drink all you want. Im ratzel ishtot ishtet. Bein shlishi reviva, between the third cup and the fourth cup, where you're going to be saying halal, you already finished eating, over there lo yishtet. Now, why lo yishtet? That's already a question. Lo yishtet, because of the fact, as some say here in the Bavli, that it looks like you're being mosif ala kosot, or lo yishteh, like the Rishami, because you're going to get drunk by the time you get to the halal, you're going to be drinking, you're going to be singing the halal like a drunken beer song. But whatever the point is, as we all know from bitter experience anyway, even from the Armakosa, but whatever the point is, if there's a problem of drinking, then why would you tell me, especially if there's a problem near Kamesiv Alakosos, why would you tell me I can drink as much as I want between the first and second goes? So obviously, because it's not damaging your matzah, it's helping your matzah. Mm-hmm. It's migragor, that's the point. So if you're going to tell me I'm a misat soyed, now here it doesn't mean bedafka misat soyed, because, I mean, that's not the point. He wants to tell it's migragor. No, but if you tell me that it's not migragor, that it satisfies us like normal eating, why would you drink? So then that would make your matzah eating achila gasa. So Shmam, you know, we're telling you to drink because migragor. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, would keep a tinus the whole area of Yom Tov. What? So, I mean, why would that be? Maybe I can give you a lumdish reason. There's always a lumdish reason. Maybe Reb Sheshes held that it's a din in Korban Pesach. And that's where he held it was some of the Gedale. But he also paskin to the halacha, like Rebbe Shaya and Rebbe Lazar, who quoted, remember, Ben Becerra, that you shech the Pesach from the morning, it's also kosher. So you put those two lumdish things together, you now end up with a psak, you're not allowed to eat samach l'korban Pesach, and since samach l'korban Pesach is the morning, so therefore you have to fast the whole day. Maybe that's the pshat. Let's see that inside. So, Neimak Aserav Sheshes, that's samach l'minchim, samach l'minchim gdol, it's not. And therefore, it's all about the korban Pesach. And he also holds Rabbi Shaya and Rabbi Lozer, Machshor Yibin Ptera, the Pesach Shoshach Toshachis, Barbas, Alishmo. Therefore, from the morning already, Mitzafrit, Sorry, Zman of Pesach. And since Kulayum is Chazal of Pesach, and why is that? Because then it says Ben Arbaim, it doesn't mean Arbaim of now, it means between the Erev, which is the morning, the Arav. Switch over between night and morning, and the switch over between morning, daytime and night. They're both called Erev. And that's Shad, Bein Arbaim, is Bein Erev Detmol, Erev the Hatz. I mean, it's a very long dish. Hey, forget the long dish. Reb Sheshes had no appetite. That's all it is. Let's not get carried away. Shiny Reb Sheshes, the Easterners have. Reb Sheshes was a very delicate person. If he ate something in the morning, he wasn't able to eat till the next day. So he told him Bitsafra meat, he couldn't eat anything at night. So then Bitsafra, it would already Lomahayim Lamichon. So because of that, he felt that to him, if there's an Indian to make sure that you're hungry for the Suda, he shouldn't eat all day. He didn't come up with Rubber's Aid so maybe he could get drunk. That's for sure. But they should drink wine all day to be Mikrokar.
And then stay away from the Seder.
It's got to mention that there is an inyan for the people to be towing, but they don't have to be towing from the coast. They can be towing from their own coast. Like we saw before, the Saba that was Gokhi, the towing, they don't have to drink from the coast. As a matter of fact, you can't really drink from the coast of the Makadish if you drank from it, because then it's a pogrom, according to many, although some say the yayin in the kosher bracha doesn't become pogrom. But in any event, it certainly does not seem to be a makor, despite the fact that Shemir Shabbos Kilchos says there's an Indian to drink from the coast. Don't know what his makor is, and nobody seems to know where he got that from, but in any event, certainly seems halach, you can drink from the coast, your own coast, as long as it's not pogrom. If it's pogrom, then it says the person who made Kiddush Shapur into the coast ought to be unpogim. Obviously, the pot should be poured out.
Can you pour out
from his pitch? So that's also Shiloh. If it doesn't become pogrom, can you pour out? We're in the Maisa, we are marked. Not to have it poured into another cup, it shouldn't be pogrom. Anyway, getting back to
that. Not poured into a cup until.
Poured into a cup before tasting, so that you're not pogrom it.
You should.
Yeah.
Yes.
Including the even up to the last minute of Mitzvah Shabbat, Umishlo Yivdu Mitzvah Shabbat Mavdu Velachol Shabbat Kulo, but here it means only up to Wednesday. But not till Wednesday. Amrle Mar Yenuka Mar Kashisha Bread of Chistor of Ashi Zimla Chode Ikla Memela Atrin Lo Avilon Chamra Atin Le Shichar Velo Avilu Bot Tavat Lo Mocha Tarachta Atin Le Chamra Vavdu Vetoy Mide. And then the Shana to Ikla La'at and Lo Avilon Chamra Atin Shichar. Now I see it was not a coincidence. Whether it's Chamar Medina, you give me that. Avdu Vetoy Mide Shma Minatlat. You gotta be kidding. Hashta Mapir Zuma and Taini and Asni, which are much more kosher than that stuff, and boy name Rav and Rav and Rapia, Rapia and Rebbe, Vilo Poshatle, what you're talking about this junk? Shekhar Riboy. So Savim, now that's only for Kiddush, Lamakachinale, but Abdulim Abdulinan. Amalu Rav Chistachi, Amarav, Kishem Shein Makachinale, Kachem Abdulinale. Yitmanami, by the way, you cannot say Kiddush on pot, because Abdullah on pot, because Abdullah is undoing the meal. Omrav Tachlifa Baravimi, Omer Shmo, Kishem Shein Makachinale, Kachem Abdulinale. Levi Shadalai, the Rebbe Shekhar Bratlay Samagli, Time, he tasted it. And wow, Avi Basim Tuva, Omer, hoo hoo, Kadot Zer Roy, the Kaddish Lab, Lomer of Kol Shirot Fetush Bachosh Bolam, Belaila Tsari, what? Me Asun, Mephias, that's Rajbam's Prat. Omer of Yosef, I'm ready to take a public netter, the Loishte Shikha. Omer of I'd rather Ishte Mezurian, Loishte Shikha. Omer of anybody use that garbage for Kiddush, Teshak Yusha Shikha, Bandam Kaddish Shikha. Rav finds Ravuna making Kiddush. It's pretty clear where your investments are. Shari Abba Lamikli Istra Mashikra. Then Rabbanan, Ein Mekachin El Alayim Ben Mavorchen Alayim. I'm Mavorchen. What, Hashikra Maya? We don't say Kholni Ebed Varo? Oh my God. Means Ein Omnim Aveko Shal Baruch Levorech El Alayim. Then Rabbanan, Ein Mekachin El Ashechar Mishum Lozber Bishimen Omru Mekachin Mityimat Yayin Koshu. But yes, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kosher is not enough. It has to be molay lugma. Omer Avuna, Omer Rav, V'chein Tani Rav Gidol de Minaj. By the way, I forgot. So, V'chein Tani Rav Gidol de Minaj, B'kadosh Tom, Molay lugma, V'yotz, V'ma, V'yotz. Omer Rav Nachba Yitzchak Netanina La, and I want you to know, I didn't say the name Gidol Bar Menashe. I didn't say the name of Gidol Bar Menyume. It was just Rav Gidol. Oh, who cares? What do you mean, who cares? L'mir Medidei Adidei. Somachum Minchei Boy. Somachum Minchei Gidei Latana, Semenduma, Somachum Minchei Katana. So, and then it would be because of Korban Pesach. Because your appetite. I'll bring you right. It says, I feel Agrippa Samela. Now I ask you, talking about Solomon, okay? It's a Kiddush for Agrippa's. You tell me Solomon, I don't know why, but Agrippa's all of a sudden is put from Korban Pesach. My Rabuta Agrippa's. Chali Solomon. I understand. And what's your raya? I'm sorry. Ella, what? Someone of the Tanan. So then the story asks you, what my Rebbe did Agrippa's? It's as Matilas Vani Sura. No. Because if it's a function of appetite, you see, so then I would think, at least there's an excuse for thinking, Teisha Shot Lagrippa's is the equivalent of a normal person's Arba Shot, right? So then it would become, tell me that Kiddush Kamashman, it's not a problem. So obviously, Mechlektan. Om Ravasi. Im ratzal ishtot ishte ben shlishi l'revi lo ishte yamer misat soyin amay ishte hokach lo matzach ilagasa el shba mino migra gori rav sheish shavi yafid ptani to komala yomer pischa neima kasav rav sheish samdu bichik deletran hu mishum pischa hu deom amim shechvat amnuim levet pischa hu and furthermore several kedam in vashay yomer blazer makshir haya ben beter bez shakto shakris barbas al shmo and therefore mitzafres man pischa hu and therefore kul yomachaz and the reason is the Savra Ben Arbaim, Ben Erev, that Molar of Daidna. And you want me to tell you more Lomdas? No. Thanks. Shiny Rib Sheshes, the Eastern is Avi. They tell him that Safra immediately lured to Lavi, and I think Michla.
Okay, today's Daf is Daf Kuf Zayin. And we got up to Amema, story of Amema. So that's right where there's the little asterisk. Oh, Ariel is back. I'm getting worried. So we're up to Marianuka. About a quarter of the way down on the dot. Mar Yenuka Umar Kishisha, Breder of Chisa. What happened over here is Amrile Mar Yenuka Umar Kishisha, Breder of Chisa. Luravashi. Rav Chisda had two children that had the same name. What that name was, some Rishonim isn't clear, but the others say that the name was Mar. So they used to call Mar, Little Mar and Big Mar, Yenuka Vekashisha. But anyway, the two sons of Rav Chisda were telling over to Ravashi a story in which Zimna Chode Ikla Amemar Latran. Once happened that a Amemar came to our home. V'lohavi Lan Chamra, we didn't have any wine. So Aitina Leishikra, we brought in beer. Now remember that beer at the time of Bavel was made of dates. So they brought him date beer. Velo Avdil, he refused to say Havdolah on that. Ubat Tovat, he went to bed hungry. In other words, he wouldn't eat before Havdolah. Didn't have anything to make up the questions how long this would have gone on. That isn't clear. Huh? If they hadn't gotten any wine. Because the truth is, it's a very strange thing to do. Since we saw earlier that if you only have one kos of wine, you're supposed to put that kos, you eat before Havdolah. According to the way Tosef was learning, eat before Havdolah. If you eat before Havdolah, just in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah, to have your kos for your Havdolah as the kos shel brach of your Birchas HaMazon, so certainly there's no iser. If you don't have wine in not eating, it's only you're not allowed to, if you're going to be able to make Havdolah on the kos, then you have to wait. So, I mean, there's a big question over here. Why in the world was he going to bed hungry? That, by the way, Bat Tavat is a pasuk in Daniel. In Daniel, went to bed hungry. It's a sign of misery. Over here, it means it, we're borrowing the term. So
maybe he didn't have the wine at all, not even for
yeah, but you don't need. No, the bashmaut over there is clearly, if I don't care about achila lifnei havdalah, where I don't have wine uniquely for it, there's a koshikin on me. If I don't have wine at all, don't have wine, I should be able to eat without it. Some say it was just being mahmer on himself. He felt that he was going to get wine. He'd rather wait until
but
wine.
Maybe he knew that tomorrow he will get wine.
Others say exactly what Rabbi Yisrael said. He knew that tomorrow they were going to be able to get him wine. So where we say that you can drink before is where that's going to lead you directly to the Havdalah, as Rachel suggested earlier. So over here, he knew that tomorrow he'd be able to say, have his Havdalah and his wine. So for that, he wanted to wait until the morning. But it's a type of thing that can happen, you know, not an unusual situation. Now, we were very upset by this. Of course, our guest didn't have his Havdalah. So the next day, we went to a lot of trouble. We brought him wine, the Avdil, the time. He went ahead and he was Mavdil, and he ate. L'shana, the next year, he made the mistake of being our guest again. So to Iklalatron, he came once again to our location. And again, lo havilan chamra. Again, we didn't have any wine. And so, aitina shichra. Notice that the word lay is missing. It doesn't say aitina, they weren't going to go through that again. We brought beer. It doesn't say we brought him beer. We brought beer, meaning we brought beer for ourselves to make Avdalah. About him, we gave up already. Because there wasn't enough time to get the wine before. So when he saw us making again Avdalah on the beer, so he said, ooh, yihachi, if this is the case, I didn't realize that this was standard practice around these parts. If that's the case, then this becomes chamar medina. This becomes the equivalent of the local wine. What you drink as your drink of choice with a meal is beer. If that's the case, then that means the chashivut is to drink here sheikhar. In that case, I will drink it too. So he went ahead, avdil, v'tay midin, he went ahead and he drank. Made avdol. So shma minatzlat. We learn from this three things. Shma minaham avdil bitvila, tarishi avdil alakos. First of all, it's clear. He'd already been Mavdil anyway, but that didn't, he didn't feel it was Yotzi Dechovato. He needed to have his kos, and without that kos, he wasn't going to eat before Havdalah. Vishmamina mi ishalon, Shmamina sulo la adam, shiochal kodem shiavdil. Furthermore, it's clear that it's prohibited from here to eat before making Havdalah. Vishmamina says, even if he was being Machbar on himself, but obviously he was being Machbar because of the halacha that he was extending into these circumstances. Vishmamina mi shalo yivdil b'motzei Shabbat, Mavdil v'alech kol Shabbat kulo. Furthermore, you see from here that he made Kiddush the next day, Havdalah the next day. Obviously, we don't see from here that you can make Havdalah any time at all, because he had made Havdalah the very next morning. But as Tosfos says, once we see already that he put it, and we know that the halacha is that from the Maimer before B'nai Rebbe Chiya, we put it together. So Shmamina, he too ascribes to the halacha that you don't have to make Havdalah immediately afterwards. Once that's the case, so then the truth is, if you don't need to make Havdalah immediately afterwards, you can make it already till Wednesday. And that's what Kol Shabbat Kula means.
Why do you think that? We learned all of it. When we learned the eight things.
Always my Maaserah. We have here a concrete example of someone who was knowing this way. We always is like a shmamina over here, of course, only means in terms of mass. It's amemar. It's not a bright or anything, right? But of them.
We had also shmamina eight.
Right, but that was a bright thing that there's always an advantage to learn the halacha lemaisa, which the Gemara terms maasera. Oh, okay. Someone who actually acted a particular way is the best. That's the best immediate proof. Mm-hmm. It means that lahalacha, that's the way we're
doing. We didn't have
Chama Medina. Ah, that's a question. That's a question which Anatoly has, which the Rashbam has. I mean, the main Kiddush would leave out the Shvamina. What it should have said is Shvamina, that Chamar Medina, and a tremendous Kiddush. I would leave that one out. The Rashbam says, well, Shvamina Tlas means Shvamina Tlas in terms of the standard dinim of the Seder Havdalah. And there may be lots of other things. But then he says something. There's another term. There's a Shvamina, that something that we wouldn't have thought of ourselves, but this we would have thought of ourselves. I mean, obviously, we're supposed to do not to make somebody. The truth is that there is a possibility, say like that, the thing that a Braita or a Maisa is coming to teach you. We never say Shvamina. We had yesterday. Taisu says, so why doesn't it also tell us you can eat before Avdala, right? So because for God's sake, that's what it's saying. I don't need somebody to sit there and tell me Shvamina that you can eat before Avdala. That's the whole point of the Braita, right? So over here, same thing. What do you mean Shvamina Chamar? Of course Shvamina Chamar Medina. I just heard that. You're trying to tell me something. You're trying to make a note. Note that from here you see things that weren't immediately the purpose of the discussion. But underneath this discussion lie a number of assumptions. These are the assumptions. I don't need somebody to point out what it's actually telling me. I don't know why, you know, the Rashbam doesn't say that. I don't know that. Apparently it's not, I can't think of an example of where it's not true, but it must be that's not true about the Shema Aminat. But it sounds like a good approach.
Is it important that after the second time he established his Chamar Medina as opposed to the normal three times that we have to
establish? Yeah, he wasn't establishing it. He was discovering.
So because it happened twice, he thought that it was...
Yeah, in other words, he thought it was a fluke. They didn't have any wine in the house. They just brought in some beer. Well, what are you doing bringing in beer? Well, when he saw that that's their beverage. Well, it was a little odd because Ravuna shouldn't have asked Ravchista. Ravchista normally asks Ravuna. So some have it on the opposite gears. Boy, my name is Ravchista, me Ravuna. The Talmud asks the Rebbe, not the Rebbe asks the Talmud. Ma'u l'kedushi ashir. He was asking him outside of this discussion that we're having, what is the halacha making kiddush on beer? You're discussing making havdalah on beer. Can you make kiddush if you don't have an alternative? You don't have wine. Can you make kiddush on beer? On Friday night, yeah. The question over here is whether we're talking about Chamar Medina or whether it's just a question that stands in general. Where it's not Chamar Medina, can you use that semachlok as we've shown him? That's tremendous ramification. Because if we're only talking about a question of can you make Kiddush on beer, by the way, again, beer means date beer. Can you make Kiddush on beer in a place where it's not Chamar Medina? It means that we never end up at any place saying that there's a difference between Kiddush Havdalah where it is Chamar. I mean, as you all know, we don't use Chamar Medina for Kiddush, we only use it for Havdalah. But that's based on a reading in the Gemara, where we're asking even if it is Chamar Medina, that's not so posh. Can you make Kiddush where it is Chamar Medina? Others learn the question of yours, can you make Kiddush Bechlal? Where it's not Chamar Medina, can you make Kiddush?
The Rambam is comparing that.
The Rambam is not comparing that. The Rambam takes the Sugya and splits it, which is where we get our approach from. And we'll see why as we go through that Havdalah, you can use Chamar Medina, and Kiddush, you can't use Chamar Medina. He seems to be learning the question of it was in Kiddush, where this Chamar Medina, he told me he can't make it anymore. But again, not everybody learns that. There's some who learn that there never was a problem about Kiddush, if that's the Chamar Medina. Okay, but let's take a look. We'll see a number of different ways of learning over here. So he said to him, he answered him, beer? You mean that date stuff? Why? Hashtama perzuma. Now, perzuma is what we call beer. That means beer that's made out of malt, out of saorim. So if even real beer, which was considered to be more chashuv than the date beer, but to any that was a beer that was made out of figs, as opposed to dates, the isne would be sort of blueberry wine or, you know, blackberry wine. So even those things where I had a shayla, the boy me named me Rav, I asked Rav, and Rav wouldn't paskin. Rav went ahead and asked Rav Priya wouldn't paskin. Rav Priya went ahead and asked Rebbe, and Rebbe wouldn't tell him that you could make, well, you don't have wine, you can make on any of these things kiddush. So you're going to tell me that shichra? This is junk compared to that stuff. For sure you can't make kiddush on it. Shichra mi boy. Now everybody who heard this, sover mina, kiddush lo magdashin aleluya. Aval avduli mavdalina. So they took that to mean, okay, this was a question vis-a-vis kiddush, not vis-a-vis Havdalah. And the Havdalah part that we can assume in the story of Mar Kishisha, Mar Yanuka, that for Havdalah would be okay, but we have higher standards for Kiddush, or the Kiddush of Yuma. We said that's more Chashiv, Yula Yuma. So it was only a problem of Kiddush, but not Havdalah. Said Rav Chista, no, that's not true. Hachi Amar Rav, Kishem She'in Mekachim Alav, Kach Ein Mavilin Alav. If you can't make Kiddush on it, you can't make Havdalah on it. It's not that there's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Again, over here, and that this is why indeed the Rosh says that, as far as the Rambam is concerned, the Gemara seems to say that the two are equivalent. So why are you saying that it's okay to make Havdalah? If we be, you're passing like Rav Chista according to Rav, so passing across the board. Why are you making distinction? But again, if we have two different cases over here, one in which it's not Chamar Medina, and that's what it's referring to, and there Rav said you can't use non-Chamar Medina beer, where it's not something that people generally drink here, so then you can't use it. That has nothing to do with the case that we were talking about before, which all Amemar said was, Im Kein Chamar Medina. So then it was kosher for Havdalah, correct? Okay, so we would still stick with our Havamin over here, that there was a distinction between Havdalah and Kiddush. So that part, we don't have a right to say. No, the Gemara was docha that there's a difference between Havdalah and Kiddush. Gemara wasn't docha that. The Gemara was simply saying that if you don't have a Chamar Medina, but it's another alcoholic beverage, or kosher of a beverage, then that doesn't mean you can use it for Havdalah, if it's no good for Kiddush. However, if you do have a Chamar Medina, perhaps it still stands our Havamin, that there's an Afghan between Kiddush and Avdol. There's no reason to say we're docha that. So the raya that we have from Amemar, we have from Amemar. We'll see later on. We have other shitas that back that up. So therefore, the psak is very consistent if you learn the sugya like that. If you learn the sugya the other way, referring to Chamar Medina, then indeed you have to come up with it with another psak, because we never found that there was such a distinction. Yitmar nami omer av tachlifi bar avime omer Shmuel, kishem shein mekachin alav, kach ein mavdilin alav. Now Levi pulled a little experiment, and Levi, he went ahead and he said, Rebbe, Shichra Bar Tleisar Magne Time. He sent him beer that had been put through the date 13 times. Normally, you let it, you steep dates in the water and you let it ferment. It gets one rung of the taste of date in it. He did this 13 times. You know, you thought that Jameson thrice distilled or something. You know, you should have seen this stuff. I mean, this is unbelievable. Rebbe drank a little of his stuff, and man, did he get high. Avi Bussin Tuma, he was flying. Omar, so he says, ah, this is a drink. You could say Kiddush on this. You could say Kol Shiroz with Ishbacha Shabbalah. You could sing forever with this stuff. This is great. Anyway, it was great until he went to bed and woke up in the middle of the night. Belaila Tzare, boy, did he suffer that night, because dates have a tendency to loosen your stomach a bit. So this cost him a night's sleep. So then he said, oh God, Miyazrun of Mephias, these things are Yisurin. How could we use them to be Meshabeach LaKadosh Baruch Hu? No good. You can't be Kiddush on this. Omer of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, I'll tell it the way it is. Adur Barabim, I'm ready to take a neder Barabim. So his sheet apparently was. We don't pass him like this. But his sheet apparently was that a neder that you make publicly, you can't go and ask a chacham to be matir. The halach actually is a neder that you say b'feirush, I'm making according to the way my neder is understood publicly. Not on my das, but on everybody's das. So then I can't go there. What's chacham going to say? So if you had known X, Y, and Z, would you, that's irrelevant, because you said you're making it not according to what you were thinking, but according to how people understand what you're saying. Okay, but that's what he meant. And I'm ready to take a neder that I'll never be able to be matir. The lo ish tishichra, I will never drink that date beer stuff. This is, he must have said this coming off of a difficult Purim. Omar Rava. Rava put it even worse. He said, you know what? Ishti Mezurion velo Ishti Shich. I'd rather drink dishwater than that stuff. Actually, Mezurion is a lot worse than dishwater. It was the water that they used. The process of loosening the flax to make linen requires you to steep it in water for a while. Then there's enzymes that break down that pod. And then you could separate the pieces that were inside the pod into fiber. But the stench of the breakdown is just absolutely horrific. And that, without that, he said, I'd rather drink that than drink beer. Must have also had a pretty bad experience. The Omar Rava, and Rava said to Havishik Yusish Shichra, Mande Bekadish Hashichra. A guy who would use this stuff for Kiddush deserves to have that as his regular drink, meaning he shouldn't be able to afford wine if that's the way he's going to treat Kiddush, to use this stuff for Kiddush. Now Rav was sitting there, Ravuna caught him, Ashkei Ravuna. Ravuna caught Rav making Kiddush on Shichra. He couldn't believe it. Omar Lei, aha. Shuri Abel and Mikne Yisiriya Mishichra. Rav had recently gone into business selling beer. So I see that the money is starting to come in. And now we're looking for free advertising on this. What else could be your thought here? Yeah. So to you, it's chashev, because you already here are starting to make money for it. Tana Rabbanan. This is not such a joke, because remember that according to Rav, what defines what you make kiddush on, we saw yesterday, is what's chaviv to you. So even though Rav said before when they asked him, could I make kiddush on Shikra, he wouldn't give a psak. It means he held that it was not a standard thing that you could use. Nonetheless, he was doing it. So Rav Huna was saying, so now it's chaviv to you, because you really got into it. I don't care. You know, you got into it because you were making money off it. You got into it, basically. Once you got into it, so then it enters into a whole different area, which is chavivas. Now, we don't paskin like that chavivas is the issue. But we saw yesterday, because we paskin, you don't make kiddush on pot, unless that's what you've got. But it's adif to make kiddush on chamra, on wine. Yesterday we saw that zimin davi chavivin le pot, when he was in the mood for bread and he saw a nice piece of bread, he decided he's going to make kiddush on the hamotzi. So how did he do that? Apparently Rav held that chavivut, this is, by the way, nogea, the seder of brachas. That which is chaviv to you personally is the thing that you make a bracha on first under certain circumstances. Okay, so apparently Rav held that that's true in terms of the kashivas of what you're drinking for kiddush. If you like bread, you take bread before wine. So then by the same token, even though I won't tell you that shikra is something that you can make kiddush on, it's not a standard kiddush thing, but I would tell anybody to whom something is chaviv, that's what they should make kiddush on. So Rav Huna was saying, apparently to you it's chaviv. You really have gotten into this stuff. But just a side point, you notice that he told him shori abba. There's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in many locations about whether Rav's real name was Rav or Rav's real name was Abba. So if your Rav's real name was Rav, so they called him Abba as a lashon of chashivut. If his real name was Abba, then they called him Rav as a lashon of chashivut. But over here, the Talmud would not call, he's going to go in there and say Shari Abba. Remember, he's calling Rav by his first name. Doesn't make sense. It seems from here to be a raya, which is discussed about why he would have said this if it
were. Why don't discuss the question of Chamar Medina about Shikra? So we're missing.
What do you mean?
They should ask about Chamar Medina if you are to have Yiddish on all of these.
So according to some shittas, that is what we're talking about over here. That was the Machlokas Rashbam and the Tosis, whether we're talking over here about Chamar Medina Shikra or just any one Shikra. But that's what I was telling you before.
Yeah, but now at the end, the conclusion. Will be speaking about Shikra. What about Chamar Medina? Are you allowed to make Kiddush on
Shikra? May be Chamar Medina.
According to the one who doesn't. Oh,
okay. So then you would. Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why they understand the Sugya. But the Sugya was never possible in Chamar Medina. Talking about in a place where this isn't Chamar Medina, it's just unaccepted beverage, but not the accepted beverage. Right? The Omar, I'm very sorry. Tana Rabbana. In Mekachin el al hayayin, vein mevorchin el al hayayin. You don't say Kiddush unless you have wine. And you don't say a bracha unless you're drinking wine, which sounds like you don't make a bracha. You're drinking water, don't say any bracha. Says the Gemara, what? You need to make some bracha? What do you mean you don't make a bracha? Omer Abayin, you're missing the point. It doesn't mean you don't make a bracha, birchas anenin. It means, you don't use another beverage for a kosher bracha of birchat amazon. So you don't say kiddush, and you don't say the birchat amazon unless you've got wine. Again, according to those who learn that we are not discussing the din of chamar medina here, then certainly if you can make avdol on chamar medina, we're less makbid on the Birchas Hamaz on a kosher bracha than we are on Avdola. So then he wouldn't be saying you can't say Birchas Hamaz on a cup of beer if that's Chamar Medina, only if it's not Chamar Medina. So again, it's another one of Nafkabinas La Halacha between these two shitas. Tan Rabbanan. Ein Mekachina La Shechar. The Brisa says like this, you can't use beer. Mishum Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon Amru. Mekachin Miti Imas Yayin Koshu. You make a Kiddush. We said before, we learned Shema Minav, and I'm a Varak Tzarech Shiyit Om. How much? What is called Te'ima? You must drink. You can't just make the bracha. What is that Te'ima? So says Rabbi Elazar, it's anything. It's just to have a little bit of a taste. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yuda, Omer, Malon Lugmav. No, you have to have Malon Lugmav. Malon Lugmav means, it's clear from other sugya, that it doesn't really look, like Gemara and Yuma explains, doesn't really mean that you have both cheeks filled with liquid, because that would be more than a revias. And you don't even need for the kosher bracha more than a revias, even in the kosher. Forget about what you're drinking. The Gemara establishes over there, Malon Lugmav means that you would take whatever is in your mouth, push it to one side of your mouth, and it would be sufficient to expand your cheeks. That's already Rov Revias, does it? So it would mean over here that you would have to drink Rov Revias. Again, as we saw earlier, it doesn't mean the guy who makes the bracha necessarily has to drink that Rov Revias. But Rov Revias should be had, maybe Beinam assuming, by somebody else.
Does one individual have to have that? Everybody together?
Yeah, and you can get away with it. Omer Ravuna Omer Rav, V'chein Tani Rav Gidol Dimin Naresh, Amikadesh V'toa Malalugmav Yotza. Someone who says Kiddush, and he drinks Malalugmav, he's Yotza. But not, he's not going to be Yotza. So now we specified which Rav Gidol it was. It was Rav Gidol Dimin Naresh. And this was Ravuna saying it over. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Ana Taninala, I was the one who taught him that. And he's got it wrong. I never said Rav Gidol Dimin Naresh. I just said Gidol. I didn't say which Rav Gidol. I didn't say Gidol Bar Menashe. I didn't say Rav Gidol Bar Menyumi. I said Rav Gidol. Now he jumped to conclusions. Okay, what's the big deal? My nafkamina, all right, so it's Rav Gidol. Not good enough for you. What do you mean? It makes a tremendous nafkamina. Nafkamina, lemir madide adide. But one day somebody's going to come along, and in 500 years from now, somebody's going to find a mimer of Rav Gidol demin Naresh, who says the opposite of this. He's going to say, look at that Naresh guy. He says it himself. He didn't call it Naresh for nothing. That's why I want you to know. I never told him which Rav Gidol it was. Okay, now we're getting back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah began, now we figured out what the Arve Pesachim was. But what's the Samach L'Mincha? You never told me which Mincha. Remember, we have two Mincha. Mincha Ketana, we have Mincha Gedela. So we could have Mincha that starts at midday plus a half an hour. Remember that in the Gemara, we start the morning at hour zero. So we start at 00. Okay, now we have 12 hours during the course of the day. So that means that midday is 6. Right? So we're talking about, we should use that terminology. That's terminology the Gemara used. So that means 6:30, which is a half an hour afternoon. The reason that this is a better way of using it is because it's referring to sun hours, shosmanios, rather than some hour on the clock. If we start using the clock hours, it makes no sense at all. We're talking about whatever percentage of the day it is. We split the day into 12 parts, however long the day is, right? So now at 6:30, whatever that is, 6:30 sun hours, at 6:30 we would have now our time for Mincha Gedela, and if we wait until Mincha Ketana, we're going to have to wait till 9:30 in the afternoon, which is only an hour and a half before. Which one do you mean? You say Samach L'Mincha, so Samach L'Mincha would be 9 o'clock. Samach L'Mincha Gedela would be 6 o'clock, and a half an hour before. Which one is it? Samach L'Mincha Ketana Tanan or Samach L'Mincha Gedela Tanan? Well, why would I say it? Samach L'Mincha Gedela Tanan, the reason would be Mishum Pesach. Why in the world would we tell somebody not to eat by so early in the day? Well, what's the problem of his eating at 6:30, 12, in other words, midday, noon? What's the problem? The problem could only be if you're bringing a Karban Pesach. That's the time you're supposed to be the Beis HaMikdash. So what are you sitting around here eating? Next thing you know, it'll be too late already to bring your Karban Pesach. So in order to avoid that situation, so we made a takona not to eat some of them in Fikadela. Dilma Atila Mimsha. The guy may end up missing his opportunity to bring a carbon pass. Or the other way of learning the mission. Some of them in Chakitana tonight. Maybe it means 9 o'clock. A half an hour before Mincha Ketana, which is at 9:30. What would be the reasoning there? The reasoning there would be if I eat that late in the day, by the time I get to the Suda at night, I'm still not hungry. In which case, well, I'll get to my matzah. Dil ma'ati l'michla matzah chilagas. I won't feel like eating, and then I'll be eating my matzah without any kind of desire for food. Which, I mean, in the worst circumstances, it wouldn't even be considered to be achila at all. But even if I can eat it without mamish being sick of it, it's certainly not a chavivah submitted. Sitting in matzah, the one time we have a mitzvah of achila, I should feel that I'm forcing myself to eat. Maybe that's the reason for the takon. Om Ravina Toshma. Ravina says, I have what I think is a proof about the meaning of the Mishnah. Because in a brisa it says, afilu Agrippa Samela, even King Agrippa, who was rogelech obetesha sha'ot, he would never eat in the course of a day until the ninth hour. This doesn't mean 9 o'clock. It means until 8 o'clock. So between 8 and 9 would be the ninth hour. 9 o'clock is the end of the ninth hour, the beginning of the tenth hour, right? So he would normally eat between 8 and 9. So even though he hasn't yet eaten, it's Erev Pesach, he's keeping his normal schedule. Comes time for breakfast. Breakfast is now sometime around 5:30 in the afternoon or so. That was his breakfast. So he's starving by now. No, you can't eat. Even Agrippas can't eat. It's already too late to eat. Now, let's figure out what the Chiddush is over here. So be Amrit Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that the meaning of the Mishnah is some of the Mincha Ktana Tnan, you're not allowed to eat at 9 o'clock. Okay, so now I stand. Heiner Abusid Agrippas. That would be the Chiddush of Agrippas, even though Lamais, he's eating between 8 and 9. So he's starting his meal really before. Comes along to tell me that even though Agrippas hasn't eaten yet, and it's not yet 9 o'clock, so yet, not yet Mamish the Yisr, but he shouldn't eat because if he's going to, what if he's going to start 5 minutes to nine? Lechatchila, start a Suda that's going to be eating afterward. Okay, so then it's a Chiddush to say, even Agrippas, okay, but if you didn't eat all day, so then maybe go ahead and start because you're still eating during this month of Heter. So that would be the Chiddush. But if you're going to tell me that the Isser began at 12, so what the heck is the Chiddush? I don't understand. So because a guy is hungry, I need a Chiddush to tell me even Agrippas, who is hungry, can't. Of course you can't eat. It's an Isser. I mean, it's already hours after the beginning of the Isser. What's the Hava meaning to think Agrippas? What's the big deal? Even Agrippas can't eat. So it must be that indeed the Chiddush is that it's Samuch Lemincha Ketana. Because if you say some of the mincha gedola tanan, my rabuta da gribas. What's the chiddush? Chal Israel of meikar. It was already prohibited for him to eat. Says the Gemara, so that is sense. What's your big right? Elamai, it should say. So what do you think? That what it means, some of the mincha ktana tanan, that makes things better? Look, if you hold that because it was between 8 and 9, he was allowed to eat, so then why does it say he can't eat? If you hold that it's usher to begin a meal that's going to clearly extend into it, so then you can ask the same question about Agrippa. What's the chiddush? Nobody's allowed to eat at a time in which the meal is clearly going to extend. You can't start a meal at 5 to 9. Knowing that it's going to extend later. So then again, it's no Chiddush. I mean, you can't have it both ways. So no matter how you learn, you're not really explaining to me Agrippa. Says the Gemara, no. Because, look, let's just see that inside. Elamai. Some of them in Chakhtana tonight. Some of Myra Busita Agrippa. There's still no Chiddush. Because, after all, Hamatile Zamani Surah. He's come to a point at which he's not supposed to begin a Suda. I'll das to continue the Suda later. No. Look, you see, if I learn the way I'm saying, then I would say, like, Bishleim, I understand where the whole tachlis of the issue is the question of achilat matzah l'teyavon. Because that's what we're talking about. It isn't only a question of the clock. Please, let's think out the reason. There's different reasons. If the reason was the problem of the carbon pesach, then it's absurd. What's nafkamina? What time you ate? What's nafkamina? How hungry you are? You're supposed to be in the base of Mikdash. Bring your carbon pesach. Stop giving me excuses and get out there. But if you're telling me that the isser is in mincha ketana, what's the basis of the isser? Only the fact that you're not going to eat matzah l'teyavon. So, but Agrippas eats all the time at that hour breakfast. And nonetheless, he still has a meal in the evening. So I understand somebody who eats breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning, or 1 o'clock in the morning by the Gemara standards, or 4 o'clock in the morning, which was the norm, is hungry again at night. So for him to eat in the afternoon, he only ate 2 meals a day. For him to eat in the afternoon, was he going to eat tonight? But Agrippas always ate in the afternoon. So I would think if it wasn't yet the Zman of Isser Mamet, and the whole concern is only that he should have an appetite, he's going to have an appetite. Kamash Valana Filo Agrippas, who every day ate at this time, isn't allowed to eat. At least I could fit it in. I could tell he's a Chiddush, but you could tell me, Mincha Gedela, what's enough to mean how hungry you are? Who cares when you normally eat? You're not allowed to eat now because you're supposed to be bringing a carbon pesach. So Mao the Tema Teisha Shaot La Agrippas is Ka'arba Shaot Tidan. A normal person eats 4 o'clock in the morning, which is about 9:30. Okay? In our terms. So I understand for him to eat in the afternoon, he's not going to eat. But Agrippas, his 9 o'clock, or his 8:30, is considered to be the equivalent of a normal person's 4. Kamashva, no, we don't make that cheshbon. The Yisr is an Yisr, we treat everybody the same. Amrabasi. Haval matpilu b'minei targima. It's true that you can't eat, but you can't eat means you can't eat something that's going to fill you up. But you are allowed on an Erev Pesach, you are allowed to dip things. So dip vegetables, minei targima. Things that draw on your appetite, or d'oeuvres you can have. Tosfos brings rias from elsewhere. We could say minei targima indeed is mizona. Rashbam says, well, it would only mean like things like yirakot, the peirot. He learns hors d'oeuvres mamish, perhaps. He says maybe not, because there's other places where we use targima. My targima, mine peirot. And, of course, what we do is we use, in fact, targima. You know, a small amount of vegetable, or maybe even, you know, a piece of fish or something, but not something that's made out of mizon. Rabbi Yitzchak matbo biyarki. Rabbi Yitzchak actually used to use vegetable. Tani nami achi, ha-shamash matbil divnei me'ayim, v'notanam lifnei orachim. The shamash who's going to be working at the meal, so he can himself dip a little bit of some kishker or something and eat it, and then he gives out to all of the orchim that are going to be eating the Korban Pesach, and that way, very interesting nekuda, and that way, says the Rashbam, they will eat better, which is what we say in English, appetizer. Yeah, not of the Korban Pesach itself.
In the blood.
In the
blood?
No. B'nei me'ayim is in the things that are readily available, the inside.
Yeah, so it's not cool.
That's not the point. The point is that we're not holding yet by the meal. So he has things only to put over the fire for a minute. He can bring that. Why? Because it creates an appetite. This is how the Rashbam learns. It's because we're going to run into problems with sugya later on. So an appetizer, I mean, is supposedly the justification for filling yourself up on all of that stuff, and the smorgasbord and so on, when nobody has any kayak to eat in the meal. But the theory is, and of course all of the mafarshim say, of course it doesn't mean to fill yourself up. I mean, it means, you know, eat gingerly. But the theory is that this is going to make you more hungry. In which case, the Rashbam learns the sugya, that the sugya's not saying you can, the sugya's saying you should. It's good to have something beforehand, because that will enable you to eat the matzah that they have on. Not that it doesn't hurt, but that it's actually an advantage. V'yafa pisha ein ra'ya l'davar, even though I can't prove it, but there is a remez in the pasuk that teaches us this, because it says in the pasuk, "Niru lachem nir va'al tizru'u el kotzim." You need first to plow your field, and then you can plant it. What are you throwing your seeds out to go on the thorns? The same thing is true about the stomach. What are you going to put? You're going to put matzah into a shrunken stomach. You got to first get your digestion moving. So niru lachem nir, eat a little bit of appetizer, and that way you'll get your digestion moving. Now, if you learn the way the other rishonim learn, that all it's saying is you can, not that you should, and that it's a positive value to get things moving. So the nir l'chanir, the way, in fact, that the Tosfos understands in the context of the pasuk is that the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael, when your whole soul is taken up by chait, you lose your chesh. So nir l'chanir, you have to first do tshuva, and then you can start doing mitzvahs, and you can start growing. So nir l'chanir v'alt Yisrael el kotzim. Whatever it is that you're going to be doing, eventually you have to first be mitaken yourself in a way that that allows you to continue to do. So in other words, it's the same thing. So you begin by doing things slowly, and you can continue to have an appetite. If you're not going to think about achila at all, then you may lose your kishmak in eating. Different, slightly different takes. A number of different takes on the pasuk. Rava v'shasi chana kulam aluyum adepischa kechen nigrelali b'dinechol matzefei liyort. And indeed, this works in beautifully like the Rashbam. Rava would bedafka drink wine all day long erev Pesach, because he felt that would cause him to want to eat his matzah with greater relish in the night. Omar Rava Minah Minala, how can I show you? Said, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that wine makes you full. But I tell you that Chamra Migra Gor, actually wine draws on your appetite. I'll prove it to you. It's none. Beina Kosota Lalu Imra Tzalishtot Yishte. So where you're talking about between the first coast and the second coast, or between the second coast and the third coast, over there, Imra Tzalishtot Yishte, you can continue to drink more wine. But Bein Shlishil Revi'i Lo Yishte. Once you've said Birkat HaMazon, we don't let you drink wine. Now, here's how the Rashbam learns the Shitato. We don't let you drink wine because it looks like you're being mosif ala kosot. Rabbanim are attacking for why you're drinking more. The bishlam may be drinking with a meal. Okay, it just doesn't look like you're making a point of drinking. But if you're just taking a cup of wine, it looks like you're making a point of drinking. But there's always a problem. And Ben Rishon L'Sheni, why isn't that a problem? Elamai must be that it was worth it to us to allow you to drink more wine between the first and second kosot, because that way you're going to have more cheshek for the matzah that follows. But if it wouldn't be a positive advantage, why would we let you do that? So in other words, according to Rashbam, we're proving that it's mamish an advantage to drink, because we have to be docha the problem of drinking bein hakosot halalu. Right?
Why is it an advantage? We don't insist that you drink in between. We just say you can.
What are we? We're going to have a bunch of drunkards running around. I mean, if you know you can handle it, we can't be koveya more. The Indian of the kosos is specifically in order to have a mitzvah with each kos. No, not going to be metake. On the other hand, we won't aser it. Right? So that's because the Rashbam had to figure out a reason why it should be positively prohibited. But in the Yerushalmi, which Tosis brings over here, Yerushalmi says the problem is if you drink afterwards, you're going to get drunk. You're not going to have kach to say halal. You're going to, which happens to so many people. By the time they get around to the end of the Seder, they're completely out of it. Says Yerushalmi, what do you mean he's going to get drunk? The guy's dead drunk already. What happened? He just had a whole Seder, he had his first cup. From there, he says, no, wine that's in the middle of the meal, so it is not mishaker, it doesn't make you drunk. But now we're concerned for your getting drunk, which is not like the Rashbam. Because there the tam isn't because it's near kamosif alakosa, in which case we won't have a raya from here that it's positive. We'll only have a raya. Look, we didn't asr it before. Why didn't we asr it before? Because of the thought that it would hurt your matzah. Must be because it won't hurt your matzah. So that means it's not a positive value that we're saying. It's kedai to drink to have a better appetite. It's just that it's not in the kalkel. According to the other way of learning, that's all about. Look, I'm telling you it's not going to hurt my appetite. I'll prove it to you. If it was going to hurt my appetite, it should have been asr. The way the Rashbam is learning is, I'm telling you, it makes me have a better appetite. I'll prove it to you. Because definitely there's a reason not to drink, because it looks like it's being meisif halakosos. And yet we said it's okay to drink. Why do you think that's true? Because it must be. It'll make you eat your matzah better. V'araya, we don't say you can drink later. Why not? Because it looks like you're meisif halakosos. Okay, so it's a completely different way, really, of learning the sugya. Now, the next word is very difficult, according to Rashbam. Because the i'amit misat. So if you're going to tell me that wine fills you up, why should you drink? Would that not cause you to eat your matzah without any cheshek? Now that makes no sense according to Rashbam, because that's not what it's supposed to say. It should say, according to him, the problem would be, it's osur l'osif alakosos. What are you bringing in now? That it's going to be ochel matzah achila gasa. Some hold that the Rashbam must not have had this gears. It's possible to work it in by saying, vase, mir. I mean, if you think that it really fills you up, so then that's what you guys thought. I'm telling you, it makes it better. If you think it fills it up, it's doubly bad. They should have asked it, mamish. A little bit pushy, because okay, man, he's trying to prove the appetite, but it, not so bad. Therefore, it proves that it actually is good for your appetite. Okay. 3 minutes, chazar. We'll do it now. And again, we didn't have any wine. So we bring to the table beer. Oh, he says, which are really good drinks. The boy me name Rav, and Rav asked Rav Chia, and Rav Chia asked Rebbe. The low poshet lay that he could make kiddush. Shichra me boy. So me name. Well, okay, kiddush lo mekachin loy, but Abdul, it's okay. Now Levi once sent Rebbe, woo-hoo-hoo, shikra bat lesa magnetani. Avi basim tuma. Omar, wow, kagon ze roi la kadish alav. Lomar alav kol shiroz vetush bocha shabailon. Balayli atzare. Omar, what? Mi yasinu mafayas. Omar Rav Yosef, edor barabim dalo ishti shikra. Omar Rav, I'd rather ishti mizruyan than drink shikra. The Omar Rav atev shak yusa shikra magna the kadish shikra. Rav was once caught by Ravuna, the kadish shikra. Omar, I see shori abel amik nistri bishikra. Tan Rabban and Emakachin, Ella Yain, Vin Mavorkin, Ella Yain, what? Ata Shikra, my Mima Lovorkin, Ella Shakoni, a bit for all. Omrabai only means to say, In Omrima, they kosho brochal of work on the Suda, Ella Yain. Tan Rabban and Emakachin, Ella Shekham, Shubelos, Rabishiman, Omrimakachim, even from a little bit of wine in the coast to drink. Rabios, Rivira, Malolukma, Omrivuna Marathita, Rivira de Minarish, and Makadish Vitoa Malolukma, then and only then Yatsa. In love, Lo Yatsa. Omrabai Yitzak Anatanina. And I tell you, I didn't tell him which Gidol. Lo Gidol bar Menashe, Lo Gidol bar Menyume. I said, Reb Gidol, Stoma. L'mayraf kevila mirma ditei aditei. Samach l'mincha. Iboilu. Do we mean Samach l'mincha gedoyla t'nan? Or do we mean Samach l'mincha k'tan? Samach l'mincha gedoyla t'nan, the reason would be Mishum Pesa. Yemati l'mim, shachvatim l'mim yadik pischa. Or perhaps Samach l'mincha k'tana t'nan, which would be a completely different reason. It would be Mishum Matzah. Dilmahati Lamikla Matzah Hilagas. Amravina, I'll prove it to you. Tashma, Filu Agribus Amelachai, Rogilech, Obetesha Shaod, Otoyom Loyo Halachetachashe. See, Yamit Vishlim Samuklaminka Tanatnan, Zaina Rabuti da Agriba. Eliyamit Samuklaminka Gdail was already Osir ages ago. So what's the Kiddish? Marabusi da Grubus. Chali Sir Lamikor, Elamai. Samuklaminka Tanatan still doesn't make any sense. Sof, Marabusi da Grubus. Why would it be mutter to start a Sa'udah when you know it's going to be in the Zman of Yisr? Hamatile Zman Yisr? Because Ma'al, the Tema, Keisha Sha'ot La Gripas is the equivalent of Arba Sha'oti Dandami, and it won't ruin his appetite. Kamash Valan. Omravasi, Abam Matfilu B'mini Targima. Rabbi Yitzchak was Tovo in Yerakot. Tani Rami Yachi, Hashamash Matfil B'bnei Me'ayim, By the way, the use of the word tovel is not doesn't mean specifically. It's the way that they ate was dips. We also talk about when we serve dips. We're serving dips as appetizers, basically. So tovel really fits in, even in modern terms. V'yafa bisha in raya ledavar zeich ledavar shenema niru lechem nir v'al tizul kotsim rova habisha sifam rekulu imal yumet apisra ki'eched nigre lelibe denei chomatzit fei liurta omar rova minoa minala dechamra nigra gorir kutsnan bein hakosot alolo imratza lishtot yishteh. But once you already ate the matzah, that's the way the Rosh Hashanah is learning it, is once you already ate the matzah, where there's no excuse for looking like your Mitzvah HaKaitzes, it's eventually Shira V'Yelon Yishteh. But if you are the Yam and miss it, say, why even in the first Kassot could you be Yishteh? Oh, Korach L'matzah Kilo Gassah, El HaShemah Minam Migra, or 4 minutes.